Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
In the last several years, the New York Times has published opinion pieces from controversial figures like Vladimir Putin, Iran's foreign minister, and a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Times even published an essay promoting the normalization of pedophilia. But when the New York Times ran a column by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton calling for the military to bring order to violent protests, it led to a revolt by the staff. Eventually, New York Times editor James Bennett stepped down. The U.S. military has been used in times of civil unrest to bring order to the public. But what's new to this discussion is that the paper of record will no longer allow the open debate of important issues by influential leaders. True journalism ought to be a guardian of free speech instead of the gatekeeper of those who can speak in the first place.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.